Yeah, so I mean, Brazil's got quite large communities of German speakers, Italian speakers, and I guess you could look at multilingual European opportunities, but I suppose it would be difficult being so far away to compete with Eastern European competitors. Yeah.
Exactly. It would be tough. And I also think the fact of the matter is, well, there are enterprises in Western Europe and North America that are looking for new alternative markets away from the established ones. And Brazil certainly has an advantage when it comes to the volume of labor that's available. I think the ability to ramp up an offshore value proposition from Brazil could be very time-consuming, very expensive. And I don't know if the demand that's out there is going to be latent enough to wait a few years for this. I think that when you consider what we've been seeing going on in Egypt recently, when we consider what's been going on in Mexico the last couple of years, companies are looking for offshore locations that can provide value in terms of lower prices, but also good quality, that are going to be a little more stable. And this is something that I think the Brazilian outsourcing community needs to take into account. And if they decide that they want to go for a heavy offshore emphasis, the work has to start now.